Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Well, hello, successful women. Happy Monday to you. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, August 25th, 2014. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and ideas a success. Well, I trust that all of you have had a powerful weekend and that you are ready to have some laser focus on your goals for the week and what you would like to accomplish by Friday. Now, for those of you that are new to the show, at the beginning of every show, I give you four of the same questions that I ask each week to help give you some clarity on what needs to be happening in your mindset with running your company and doing the things you need to do to make your dreams come true. So let's go ahead and start with question number one. Number one is, are the activities on my calendar supporting the goals that I want to accomplish for the week? Let's repeat that. Are the activities on my calendar supporting the goals that I want to accomplish for the week? You know, this continues to be a challenge for many business women. You know, you have so many things to do. Perhaps your mother, your wife, your friend. You know, you have many church activities. You have other civic activities that you are involved with. And you're trying to get all of this fit in one calendar, and you're trying to be productive with your business. Well, I first want to remind you that you can't say yes to every good thing. Remember that quote I shared with you that my grandmother used to drill with me? Sometimes I would help her do various chores, and we'd be talking, and I'd be telling her all of the things that I wanted to do, and she would say, Tina, you cannot say yes to every good thing, honey. You're going to have to cut out some of those things. So, again, I want to share that piece of wisdom with you because it's still true today. So one of the things that's very important is that you always, as a businesswoman, have to make sure that you're holding your business in priority, right? That means that perhaps every Sunday evening you should be looking at your calendar to make sure that you have everything correct on your schedule, and also identifying, hey, now, out of all of the things that I'm doing, what's my priorities? What are the goals that I should be accomplishing by Friday? Or I want to set it for my staff and my company. Then what you want to look at are all of the activities that you have in your calendar. And what you're looking for is to see if they are in balance and alignment with the goals you're trying to accomplish. If not, guess what? You've got some work to do, because that is what a leader, a CEO, does, is they make sure that their activities, what they are doing, what they are following up with, is in balance with what they say they want to accomplish. Let's move on to number two. What clients or prospects do I need to follow up with? This is a biggie. We're going to be talking about the power of follow-up as it pertains to networking a little bit later on in the show. But this is a big thing here with follow-up. And what I'm beginning to understand is that women, a lot of the times, we're so busy being busy that we don't properly follow up. As a matter of fact, I would venture to say that many businesswomen don't have an actual follow-up process or system. So this question really helps you to go back and look at, who did I talk to last week? Who do I need to speak with this week? And what do I need to follow up with them about? Here's question number three. What are my sales goals for this week? Now, this is huge, because this question in and of itself helps you to know that this is one of the things that's priority about your business for the week. You're trying to generate revenue and bring money into your company, not only to pay those business bills, right, but to generate some income for yourself. And so knowing what your sales goals are really helps to push you toward keeping your mind focused on those goals. Here's number four. how much is in my business checking out? I'm going to just let you know. I consider this probably the most important question of all, because for women, there's nothing like looking in your checking account and it not being the figure that you're happy with, right? Because that's going to push you and encourage you to figure out how you're going to bring more money into your company. What are the problems? What's the problem? What problems are occurring that's preventing you from generating some revenue? That's going to cause you to take a look at that. Now, I shared on last Monday that, you know, for whatever reason, as women, when we don't have money, the money that we're looking for, or when we feel that, hey, our checking is really low, sometimes that causes us to, it causes us also to sometimes ignore the issue. But you need to allow this to motivate you, to inspire you. That's right, I said the word inspire. To inspire you to realize that, hey, I have the ability, I have the power to accomplish anything that I can possibly imagine and so much more. So I need to get on the ball, and I need to figure out what it is that I need to do to bring those dollars into my account, those zeros into my account, okay? So keep you focused on your goals and knowing the results you want to see. Guess what? That's what the journey of success is all about. And that is why we give you these four questions every Monday to remind you of the importance of staying focused, of having clarity as you run your business and manage it on a day-to-day basis. So don't forget. Ask yourself these questions every Sunday evening, and if it's not the answers that you want, then you know you've got some planning to do. You've got some things that you need to be taking care of. Well, we have a very special guest on the show today, entrepreneur, veteran, and Women About Biz member, Alisa Clark, will be on today to discuss how she, along with her husband, Terry, created a successful cleaning empire from ground zero. Absolutely. Now, you know ground zero literally means, hey, we are starting this thing from scratch, and we are making it as we go along. We are learning. We are creating something that we hope will last for generations to come, and that's what she and her husband, Terry, are doing at this very year. And I am so proud of them. I've known them for quite a long time, and I'm excited about Alisa being on the show today to share with you her wisdom as a businesswoman and some of the things that she's learned. Also on the show today, I know last week I did not get that opportunity to share with you the excerpt from The Science of Getting Rich, so I'm going to do that today. And we're going to talk about Chapter 10, The Further Use of Your Will. And I'm just going to be reading a few excerpts from that. Also, you'll learn about upcoming events at Women About Biz. We've got some incredible things going on. We've got a great networking event going on this week on Tuesday as well, so I'm going to share that with you. And then also, our theme all this month, our educational thing, has been Savvy Networking Businesswoman. That's right. We want you to be a savvy woman, a woman in the know about networking. We want you to have your system prepared. And so I'm going to talk just a little bit about the power of networking and follow-up, because it's all in the follow-up with networking. And this is something that a lot of business women, especially in the micro industry, tend to overlook. And so we need to make sure that we have a really, really good follow-up system. So, ladies, now is the time to click over on another line and share today's broadcast with another friend, a business associate, or a family member, someone that has been sharing with you that they want to start a business or a new career, or they're trying to move themselves to the next level. Have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And again, for those of you who are listening online from your desktop or smart device, make sure you go to your social media sites and plug in that Successful Woman Radio is live on the air. Again, you can put the phone number 347-637-2589, or you can also leave the link for them to listen from their smart device or desktop, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Again, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Want to remind all of you who are listening to definitely make sure you check out our website for Successful Woman Radio, and it's just that, Successful Woman Radio, spelled all the way out, .com. And once you get on there, make sure you sign up and receive updates on the show itself, prizes, and more, right in the right-hand column. Also, you can listen to our show archives. All you need to do is just hold your mouse over show archives and then click on August 2014 and listen to those shows for this month if you want to play catch-up. Also, if you are interested in being on the show or you know someone that you would like to recommend to be on the show, then all you need to do is click on that very link in the top menu bar, Be on the Show, and then just complete the form, and someone will get with you shortly. Again, the website is successfulwomanradio.com. So I want to remind all of you and thank all of you who have signed up on that particular website. We're excited. We've got some new prize campaigns that are coming down the pike. You'll be learning about that soon. And don't forget to take a look on the Successful Woman Radio site. Don't forget to take a look at our must-read books. We've got some great books lined up right there for you that we have had either had guests on the show or books that we have read excerpts from on the show. So don't forget to, again, scroll down a little bit and look at our must-read book carousel, and you'll see all of those right there on the Successful Woman Radio website. It is 12:11 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. And, of course, I am so excited that you are here on the show with me today. We've got so much wonderful information to be sharing with you. I want to go ahead and share happenings at Women About Biz. First of all, don't forget that our Her Dream Startup program is still accepting applications for our scholarship program. This is a 4-week, 8-session program that's all scholarship-based. Week one is mind prep. Week two is the 7 phases of business startup. Week three, creating your working business plan. And week four, I'm going to show you how to put it all together with implementation. So make sure that you spread the word about the Her Dream Startup program. You can simply put in herdreamstartup.com, and it will take you to the right page on the site to get you there and learning more about this wonderful program. Also, please do share this again with friends that you know who want to start a business, or perhaps you're trying to start a new business and you need to reset your foundation, perhaps update your knowledge on more tools and resources, then this is a good program for you as well. So again, visit herdreamstartup.com. Also, want to remind all of those who signed up for Elevator Pitch 2.0, don't forget here in the Atlanta area, it will be going on again live at the Courtyard Marriott at 6 p.m. Pamela Alexander, producer and president of BizLink TV, will be presenting the power of video and using your elevator pitch. And then that same evening, you'll also get the chance to record your elevator pitch as well. And you'll be able to utilize that edited video on your website, on YouTube, on your social media. You'll be able to utilize it all over the place. So again, keep in mind that social media experts around the world all agree that video marketing online is getting phenomenal results. And of course, with Elevator Pitch 2.0, we want to help you take your business to the next level for the 21st century and beyond. So don't forget, check it out. Just go to womenaboutbiz.com. Right there on the very front homepage of the site, just scroll down a little and right in the middle menu or in the middle column, you will actually see the Elevator Pitch 2.0 information and how to get to the registration page. There's still time to actually register for this wonderful program. The same evening, in addition to the workshop, we're also going to be having our regular business networking event going on also at 7 p.m. So that's 7 p.m. for business networking. Connect, mix, and mingle with Atlanta businesswomen again on Tuesday the 26th, Courtyard Marriott, for all of you who are in and around the metro Atlanta area. And that's 4083 LaVista Road. And, of course, The business networking is absolutely free this month, and so we want as many business women as possible to come out, exchange your business card, connect with other women, share information about your business, bring along your resources, and let's really connect. I look forward to meeting many of you this Tuesday. And again, that's this Tuesday, August 26th at Courtyard Marriott. And you can learn more about that by going to womenaboutbiz.com, holding your mouth over events, and clicking, and you will find out more information about how you can RSVP and register for this great networking event. So don't forget, the Elevator Pitch 2.0 and the networking event are actually going to be going on at the same location, but the elevator pitch starts at 6 p.m. and the business networking starts at 7. It's 12:15 after the hour. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm so excited that we've got a very special guest that will be on the show today, Alisa Clark, CEO and President of Glory Professional Cleaning. Again, you know, we had Alisa as one of our three wise women panelists that spoke last year at our holiday extravaganza, and she inspired a lot of people. And I know that you're going to enjoy her today as you listen to her wisdom tips, as you listen to her share how she got it all started. So this is good stuff right here. So definitely, again, make sure you flash over on another line. Call someone that needs to be motivated, needs inspiration to get their business started, or perhaps just needs to be in a positive environment, listening to something that is sowing positive seeds into their life. Well, this is the show that will do exactly that. I want to go ahead right quick and read to you a short excerpt from The Science of Getting Rich, Further Use of Your Wheel. You know, this is such a great book, and I've been recommending The Science of Getting Rich to my clients and other business associates for over a decade now. Again, I always recommend that this is one of those books you have to read more than once to truly get its meaning, because there are so many in-depth meanings within the book itself. The author goes on to say that you cannot retain a true and clear vision of wealth if you are constantly turning your attention to opposing pictures, either external or imaginary. Now, what does that mean? It simply means, ladies, that if you're constantly focused on in your mind on negative images, things that you should not be focused on, then there is no way that you are going to be able to start accomplishing and achieving all the things that you need to. He says, do not tell others of any past financial troubles. Do not think of them at all. Do not tell anyone about the poverty of your parents or the hardships of your early life. To do any of these things is to mentally class yourself with the poor for the time being, and this will certainly check the movement of things in your direction. Let the dead bury their dead, as Jesus said. Put poverty and all things that pertain to poverty completely behind you. You have accepted a certain theory of the universe, he says, as being correct, and are resting all your hope and happiness on its being correct. What can you gain by giving heed to conflicting theories? And this is very, very important. And he goes on to say that no matter how horrible the apparent conditions may be in certain countries, sections, or places, you waste your time and destroy your own chances by considering them. You should interest yourself in the world becoming rich. Now, again, he's not saying to turn your back on the poor, to turn your back on poverty. What he's talking about here is about the mindset that you have. In other words, if you're always focused on being poor, if you're always focused on woe is me and how bad I had it in life, then that's what your mindset is going to consist of. He says, think of the riches the world is coming into instead of the poverty it is growing out of. And bear in mind that the only way in which you can assist the world in growing rich is, guess what, by growing rich yourself, he says, through the creative mind, not the competitive one. Give your attention wholly to riches. Ignore poverty. And again, I want to let you know, he's not saying not to help people who are poor. He's talking about the fact that you need to stop being woe is me. You need to stop focusing your attention on a past life perhaps that you had, or on the fact of what you don't have, and you need to focus and have positive images on all of the things that you do want. And that's so important. He says to become really rich is the noblest aim you can have in life because it includes everything else. On the competitive plane, the struggle to get rich is a godless scramble for power over people. But when we come into the creative mind, all this has changed. So again, this is why I talk all the time about your success DNA, because you can have two people starting the same type of business and having the same amount of money to start that business, but one will succeed and one will not. And it is because one understands the power of their own success DNA, and they're going to run with it. The other person maybe has not yet arrived in their mindset that they are the ones that can make the business successful, that has the power to make the business successful. So again, this is why it's so important for you to understand where competition is concerned. Yes, there may be some of the same people doing the same business you are. There may be people who have better advantages than you. But what you need to do is grip a hold of the fact that you were born with the power to be a wealthy-minded person. You were born with the ability to create success. That's what God created you for. And the sooner you realize that nobody actually has your success DNA, it will free you up in your mindset to do the things that you need to do. And that is so very important. Stay tuned on next Monday as I'll be reading excerpts from Chapter 11, Acting in the Certain Way. That's going to be an interesting excerpt that I read to you. And again, I was just reading from the book, The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Waddles. Well, it's 12:21 after the hour, and again, I am so glad that all of you are on the show, ready to hear a very special featured guest, Alisa Clark, CEO and President of Glory Professional Cleaning. I want to go ahead and I want to read her bio to you, and then again, I'll be bringing her live on the show, and I'm just so excited that she's here. I'll ask Alisa to go ahead and press star 1 on your phone, which will let me know that you're ready to roll. I'm so excited. And before I bring Alisa on, I also basically want to just share a couple of things with you in reference to getting ready to prepare your business strategy for 2015. Listen, I've been talking about it all year, but this is September, and this is the actually official time that most corporations, most small businesses are gearing up and getting ready to evaluate their business, getting ready to evaluate what they need to do to move their business to the next level in 2014. This is the time to start looking at how you're going to be rolling it out in January. I also want to remind you that this is now a time that if you have a product or a service that is compatible with the holiday season, well, really now is the time for you to start marketing and getting that information out and gearing yourself up to have a successful sales season during the holiday. That's right. This is September. The fall season is getting ready to roll right on in as we're coming into September, and it's now time for the holiday season to start up. Believe it or not, you've got many stores that are preparing. If you go in stores like Target and Walmart, you're going to start seeing them clearing aisles and moving things out of the way. And somewhere in mid-September, you're actually going to start seeing some holiday things up in stores already. Well, we're micro business owners. We're small businesses, sure, but we need to start learning the success patterns of larger corporations and larger companies. And it's time for us now to literally start looking at how we're going to market our business during the holiday season. And, of course, this is especially true for those of you who have products that really are extremely compatible, whether you have a jewelry business, you sell jewelry, you sell all types of gift-type items. This is very, very important because a lot of people shop early for the holiday. So you can have all kinds of campaigns for that. Well, at this time, I want to go ahead and I want to, again, read to you the bio of our featured guest, Alisa Clark. Alisa's wife, mother, grandmother, veteran, and businesswoman, and knows all about perseverance, determination, and vision. For more than 10 years, she has had a desire and has started a cleaning service even when she was told something to do something else because cleaning services were a dime a dozen, she moved forward with her vision and refused to let anyone hold her back from it. Today, she is CEO and president of Glory Professional Cleaning Service, a successful nationwide cleaning corporation headquartered in Metro Atlanta that has generated millions in sales over the years. Mrs. Clark, along with her husband Terry, are literally creating a cleaning empire. Alisa is also a member of several business organizations, including Women About Biz, and in 2011, she was a recipient of the Atlanta Business League's Against the Odds Award. She continues to reach out and mentor other women who are interested not only in the cleaning industry, but in business altogether. And I know that she is currently working hard to assist women who are veterans, who have been in the military, to understand their rights and all the resources and tools that are out there and available. I have known Alisa for a very long time, and I can let you know now, this is probably one of the biggest success stories that I admire because I know where she and her husband, Terry, have come from with starting a cleaning service at Ground Zero and then moving in and creating it against the odds to create a cleaning empire, and she is growing that company by leaps and bounds, and I'm so excited. Alisa, are you here with us today?
Yes, Trina, I'm on.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I am honored and I'm excited to have you on the show today because I just admire everything that you have done with Glory Professional Cleaning. And, you know, this month we've been talking about how to become a savvy networking businesswoman, and I just want to say I definitely consider you savvy and in the know.
Well, thank you so much, Trina. I just give honor and praises to God. I tell you, if it's not by the grace of God that this past May has been 18 wonderful years in business. So
wow.
It is a pleasure and an honor to be on the show today.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Now, I know a lot of people are probably going to have their notepads out and just listening to all the wisdom that you share. But could you tell us, how did you even start thinking about a cleaning service? How did you get into the cleaning business?
Well, I guess it was about the tail end of my military career, and my husband, you know, he was in his job, and he's like, babe, you know, you're getting ready to retire. What are we going to do? And so in conversation, he was like, why don't we start a cleaning service? And I was like, okay, you know, that sounds, you know, really good. His parents had a service, and he was working sanitation at his job. And, of course, being in the military, cleaning is one of those things that you perfect very early on.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, me, him, the kids, mother, father, sister, brother, we started cleaning accounts at night. I would do my military duty and come home. And, of course, you know, the kids thought it was fun, especially in the summertime. And that's how we started. I mean, we were truly mom and pop business and starting.
Wow. And so you were still in the military full-time and running your cleaning service in the evening.
That is it, exactly. We did. It took my husband about a year and a half before he left his full-time job, and we got a couple of accounts. And then I think probably about 2-3 years shortly thereafter, I came out. I retired after 22 years in the Army, and I came out, and this has been my full-time ever since, or our full-time ever since.
Wow. Now, I know that, you know, I said in the description that you guys started from ground zero, but you really did start from ground zero, meaning you came up with the idea that you really had, even though there were other cleaning businesses out there, there really wasn't a lot of people that were willing and ready to share with you exactly the recipe for being successful in this industry, right?
At all. I tell you, the story really, a lot of people don't know this, truly we were at, we knew this what we wanted to do, and we went to get a car, and the restroom was so dirty. I told that general manager, I said, this place is like a truck stop. I'm not going to let my kids use the restroom. And consequently, he asked us to give them a quota. It was at a
wow.
local here, And it was three buildings, and that was our very first account. So you talk about God, yeah. And so we started from there and did not look back.
Now, I remember one time you and I were talking, and you had just shared with me, and I know that, that you've told this story a few times. But you shared with me that, you know, you had gone and, you know, shared that you wanted to do a cleaning service, and you were told that this is something you shouldn't do, that cleaning services are a dime a dozen. How did that make you feel, someone saying that to you?
Well, you know, I tell you, this organization, I won't name, is very well known. And, you know, and I statistically and looking back in the industry, and it may business as a whole, that businesses that don't fail in the first 5 years will fail in the next 5 years. But we know this is what we were called to do. And so and God, we just were not willing to accept that. I mean, we started, and we were really just trying to get some tips on, now we're hiring a couple of people, policies, procedures, and establishing our business. So we were, that was not what we were going to accept.
And I hope, ladies, though, for those of you that are listening, that you hear that. You know, you cannot accept somebody else's belief system for what it is that you want to do. Of course, you have to take some educated risk, and you have to be prepared, but you never, something that is passionate in your heart, you don't accept what someone else believes if you believe something different. You don't say, okay, well, I'm going to adopt your belief and just go and lay down and not look at starting this particular business. And so, Lisa, that always inspires me to keep moving forward, because you have created a very successful cleaning empire, and it's growing. And I know that along the way you have had some challenges, both as a businesswoman but also as a business owner. Could you just share a few of the challenges that you faced as you were growing your company?
Well, in the beginning, I mean, it was so helpful, and it is today. I said, Jesus is my rock and my husband is my calm. To have us, you know, in agreement as a couple, and knowing that this is what we want to do. A lot of times guys would tell my husband, they say, man, you know, you're really blessed. You have your wife on one accord. So from just the structure, we knew this is what we want to do, and we just established that foundation from policy, procedures, how we would hire people, how we would manage accounts, our sales. So we were just fixed, fast, and focused on our business, and we just moved forward. So challenges have come, but they don't have to overcome you. And I could just say, Trina, and I know we've talked, my faith, my family, are my foundation. So that sustains us. At the beginning and end of the day, God is our source. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who sent the Son, Jesus, to save me. And, you know, that's how we do this.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about certifications, because a lot of women, as they're beginning to grow their business, they're beginning to see, you know, perhaps six figures come into the business on an annual basis. It's time to look at now of how you're going to grow the company and what you can do. Did you take advantage of some of the certification programs that were out there?
Yes. And there are several resources. I mean, you have been instrumental. I can remember coming to Women About Biz and getting some of that foundation and inspirational ideas from you and assistance, but from the Small Business Administration to the Small Business Development Centers, yes, I've successfully been certified as a MBE, Georgia Minority Supplier Developer, which a lot of the corporations and some federal governments it's a database that, you know, to do business with these corporations. And also, I've been successful in securing the service-disabled veteran. And again, those are opportunities. They're not handouts. Mm-hmm. Those put you in a the arena to be able to compete competitively amongst your peers. So certifications, you know, any way that you can leverage another opportunity for business, again, not a handout, just only enhances your business.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you've mentioned your husband, Terry, and I definitely want to make sure that I give you the opportunity to talk about what do you attribute to the success of the both of you working together. What advice do you have for other couples who are working together as business owners on a day-to-day basis?
Well, you know, it just seems so sweatless for us. I mean, it's hard for people to believe, but, I mean, I couldn't imagine now not doing it with him. Again, you know, our faith, being on one accord, you know, you do still have to have that balance of faith, family, and me time where,
mm-hmm.
you know, we either – we do our family stuff together or we do things separately. So, I mean, in that, I don't think about it any other way other than besides every great woman, there's a great man. And he, again, like I say, is my calm. And we just know this is what we want to do. We want to leave a legacy. We do not and will not sell the business, that we want to leave it for our children's children. And so in that, if there's an easier way, I mean, it just makes it easy to us. It comes effortless. It truly does.
Mm-hmm. And that's sometimes when you know that this was meant to be. It's something that God is ordaining, that he wants to see the both of you work together and create this legacy, which is, and you mentioned legacy and how important that is. Your children are adults now. Do they still work in the business or help you in any way with the business?
Well, yes. Our oldest son, our baby boy, is still with us, and they have all on different levels. So, yeah, they're very active. They're excited. So we're grooming to that succession plan of incorporating them into the business. So they've been there from the start. And even though, you know, from school to corporate America, whatever, they're very interested in it. We talk about it often, and we know this is something that we want to continue.
Okay. Now, let's talk a little bit about creating a million-dollar company because, you know, a lot of people hear that term $1 million, and, you know, that is the goal most people have because it represents, I would imagine, a level of success for them. And when you first started your company, let's say within your first year, you were bringing in thousands in the beginning instead of hundreds of thousands. Could you at that time vision you having a million-dollar company? Was that your vision from the very beginning?
Well, from the beginning, but as it unfolded, you know, and it happened, it's like, wow, you know, in those initial early stages, as you start out, that might not be as clear, even that's your desire. But when it happens, it's like, wow, you know, it's accomplished, it's done, and you keep it moving.
Now, are there some specific suggestions that you would have for women as far as, you know, as you come to each growth spurt? Because I know I have had major challenges in growth spurts. You know, you get to a certain level and then you start experiencing all these catch-22 situations and it's like, okay, I just want to grow to that next level. But do you have any advice for women who are at that next level mark and they're wanting to push their business to that next level?
Well, I mean, some of the programs that's really helped me is Grow Smart from the Small Business Development Center.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as entrepreneurs, you so often get caught up in the business, and that's good and that's fine, but not working on the business.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
mm-hmm.
a really phenomenal program. I just recently came back from Tuck, building a high minority company. So it just gives you that time to just step outside, away from, and evaluate your policies, your procedures, your business plan, your sales, your marketing, and get those things fine-tuned And that truly is next level stuff. You know, also in yourself, your own personal development. Again, you know, from spiritual to personal to your business, you have to find that balance. So in that, it's just so helpful to continue to develop all three of those areas, because it's so today that, you know, your family is stable and your business, and then your personal being yourself to take care of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what I'm hearing you say as far as creating that, getting to that next level and creating that million-dollar company, is that you really have to start getting extremely serious about your business plan, about how you're marketing your company, your bookkeeping, and you really need to set the foundation and gain a lot of clarity there. So you, at this point, should be investing in yourself and going through some training programs and learning to become a better CEO, correct?
Yes, and then there's stable stages, levels, and season. For a season, you know, I can remember when we had to go, and so we grew to have an accountant and an attorney and a business consultant and all those other places. So, you know, I can say over the years we've been steady and solid in that. When I was at Tuck, I know this one guy said the opportunities came so fast they were not ready for that growth. So in our, you know, not only performing, having services in Georgia, South Carolina, the Southeast region, you know, opportunities as they unfold, it has given us that, what's the word that I'm saying? Like I said, steady and solidness, not to grow too fast, but we've managed it in our growth and development. And that was just so odd when he was sharing it to me. He said, yeah, you know, I'm on the West Coast, and I got this contract on Virginia, and I couldn't keep it because I didn't have my infrastructure in place. And I was like, I know the first time we were asked to go out of the state, how we had a plan of action that we completed, and it's, you know, the opportunities are coming. We built our model from that, okay? When we in this expansion mode, what are the policies and procedures that's going to help us not to fail?
Wow, and you have certainly given, there was a lot of wisdom tips in what you just said, because and the story you shared with a business associate that you met who said they were not ready to move to that next level because they didn't have the infrastructure. So having that foundation laid and having that infrastructure to move your company to the next level, it's mandatory, it's imperative. It's not just something that you wait and do, but this is one of those times I would assume that you cannot put the cart before the horse. You have got to do what you said you can do.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Why do you feel that some women pursue their dreams and then quit? Why do you think that is?
Well, I would say, you know, even if I'm working with my husband and I'm so grateful, but that support system a lot of times, you know, people, your vision, your desires. I can remember being in the military where you had your battle buddy. You had that person with you. So if it's not a spouse or a sister or brother, just reach out to that person that one day, a coach, a mentor, you know, or I've been both places, mentee. I have two young ladies that I'm mentoring right now to have that support system and say, girl, you know, this is really hard, but or ask for help. You know, I mean, it could be, some people say, well, they don't want to humble themselves, but that can be the most powerful thing that you can do is to ask for help. Don't overload your schedule or say no. Those can be very freeing things. So I think as you, again, have that support system, however, like I say, be it a friend, a spouse, a mentor, a mentee, on those days when you think you want to quit, it just makes it. Quitting is not an option. That's not even in my vocabulary. I mean, that, you know, we've come this far by faith. We're going to, you know, continue to go on. But that would be my advice, is to have that person that you can draw strength from and keep you motivated to go on.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I know that you're involved with a wonderful organization here in Atlanta, and that is the Atlanta Business League. And I know that you serve on several committees and have been working with them in various areas. But there's a very popular event coming up, which is the Super Tuesday. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, yes, I'd be so happy to. And my desire and dream, you know, even off committee, is to get the word out. I had heard about the Atlanta Business League, and it's been 80 years here. I think last year where we celebrated the anniversary. And so I was really excited to be able to attend when I got out of the military. But I was the 2011 Success Against the Odds winner. And in fact, this year it's been 30 years. This is the 30th Super Tuesday. Miss Alice White Bussey just felt those many years ago that it wasn't a chance, even though the Atlanta Business League was created to spotlight businesses in the African-American community, it wasn't a way to spotlight women. So this mm-hmm. event is phenomenal. It's encouraging. There are workshops, seminar. Our theme this year is Connect, Invest, and Own. And so in that, I was on a committee last year. There are a lot of women that are transitioning from the military, from the government, that want to either start their business or go into corporate America. Well, this seminar will give you those things that we just talked about, those resources, those tools to either start, grow, or blow up your business. Mm-hmm. One of the other things I wanted to talk about is the different categories. The awards luncheon, we start with the Women of Vision breakfast, then seminars go in the morning, and then the evening is the showcase and spotlight is for home-based home-based businesses, creative style. They have Success Against the Odds and Outstanding Woman. And so, you know, it's an opportunity. You don't necessarily have to be a member to nominate a person, or you can nominate yourself. So the event is very phenomenal. It's the 30th of September this year, and I appreciate you letting us have this opportunity to tell everybody about it. And my goal is to just have an abundance of women nominated in every category. So on my Facebook page and Twitter, some of the other media outlets, or you could just go to an Atlanta Business League and click on Super Tuesday and Google that.
Okay. And again, the website is atlantabusinessleague.org, spelled all the way out, atlantabusinessleague.org. And once you get there, I believe if you look over in the right-hand column under ADL Events, it says Signature Events. You can select Super Tuesday and learn all about how you can be a part of that great event, again, coming up on September the 30th. And so, again, as it's too late for to nominate individuals for the awards,
well, I think we've closed down, but the event is phenomenal. I think it's, I know that there's a 20% off discount, but it's local. It's a day to invest. I mean, I've heard some of the ladies, I think it's maybe $150 with the 30% off, but I've heard some of the ladies say that they've been in other cities and other events that that they're paying $400, $600, $800 for. So my thing is that it's local, it's spotlighting women, come be empowered. One of my mentees went last year, and in fact, I nominated her in a category. And the thing of it is, even though I won, there are no losers. If you're selected as one of the finalists, it's about, oh my goodness, I don't know the dollar value on it as far as the PR that you get a chance for your business, but there are no losers. And you get a chance to you know, just surround yourself with women at each level, you know, so you can learn and, again, have those resources to take your business to the next level.
And that's a wonderful thing. Well, that's absolutely awesome. Well, as we wrap up this wonderful, wonderful interview, because I know that we can continue continue to talk forever. I want you to share three wisdom tips with our listening audience that you want to impart to them as we wrap up the interview.
Well, I would just say my true passion is my faith again in God. I just could not exist or survive in this world without him. I thank God for Jesus every day when I wake up. Mm-hmm. So find your source of strength. I mean, Trina, when you were talking earlier about your mindset, and, you know, I think someone said it takes the same amount of energy to smile as it does to frown, but with less wrinkles. And so, you know, in that, your mindset, it's a battleground between within your heart and your head. You know, you have those negative thoughts, but, you know, it's proven that you believe what you say about yourself more than someone else. So,
exactly.
And then that support system, again, that family, you know, even in your career, even if you don't start a business, it's just essential to try and have that support system, and then yourself, you know, take time to that balance. It just comes back to faith, family, and self, whether it's your pedicure, manicure. You know, it don't have to be about the one-day sale or the coach bag. You know, that seminar that you can either, or webinar that you can take online after hours when your husband, your household is taken care of. There's still, with technology, there's still so many ways that you can empower yourself. A lot of the resources are for free, and you have to be ever learning. I just don't think you can come to a point where it's not room to learn more.
Absolutely, and I think that you're absolutely right in reference to women investing in themselves, knowing that you can never learn enough. And that first wisdom tip you talked about, your belief in God and giving God the glory and having something that you can believe in, that was very beautiful, and I know a lot of our listeners resonate with that, which is so important. I just want you to know from the bottom of my heart that I love you, and I so admire your success and all that you and your husband Terry have done to make, you know, Glory Professional Cleaning really a cleaning empire. And perhaps you don't even see it yet, but I am so excited to be seeing you on the Wall Street Journal and on the Entrepreneur Magazine, and you and Terry speaking in front of large crowds and audiences, talking even more about your success. So I just, you know, again, claim in victory for you success, and I hope that you will come back on Successful Woman Radio and continue to share your wisdom and help business women who are looking for that type of inspiration to grow their business to the next level as well. So thank you so much for being on the show today.
Well, Trina, again, thank you. And I can remember that time when I got out of the military and we wanted to branch in a division, and how in so many instances you held our hand and you loved on us and coached us. So, again, for the community that's out there, Women About Biz is phenomenal. Trina, you are like a business mommy to us. You've really been there for us. And we're enjoying the journey, and Women About Biz will always be near and dear to our heart.
Well, thank you so very much. Take care. You have a beautiful week.
Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
And again, for those of you that perhaps tuned in to the middle of this wonderful interview, that was Alisa Clark, CEO and President of Glory Professional Cleaning, and she shared just so many wonderful things with us. So some things in particular I want you guys to remember that she talked about is when she was told that, hey, cleaning services come a dime a dozen, maybe you should choose something else. She did not listen to that belief of the other person, but she held on to her belief that this was what she indeed wanted to do. And, of course, that's all history now, because today, again, her and her husband, Terry, lead a very successful cleaning empire. Also, she talked about the importance of holding on to your faith and your belief in God, which is so very, very important. And she mentioned the fact that you have to set your foundation. Remember the story she shared of where a business associate at one of the workshop trainings that she went to was saying that they, you know, couldn't necessarily take on an opportunity because they didn't have their infrastructure laid out properly. So definitely when you're trying to grow your business to the next level, you definitely need to have this correctly done, laying the foundation under your business plan, your marketing, your financials, your balance sheet, your cash flow analysis, all of those things that I share with you throughout Successful Woman Radio. These things are not just for you to hear, but they are for you to take heed and then start implementing. And, of course, that is exactly what Alisa and her husband Terry have done. So, again, I want to thank her for being on the show. And, of course, if you missed any of this wonderful interview, it will be up a little bit later today on SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. All you need to do is go to that website and hold your mouse over show archives, and then choose August 2014, and you will see the show broadcast for today. It is just a few minutes before the 1 o'clock hour, but don't hang up that phone, because guess what? I still want to share with you the importance of follow-up, the power of networking and having a successful experience in networking is really in the follow-up process. So what I want to do is I just want to give you three wisdom tips regarding follow-up as it pertains to networking itself, okay? So the first thing that I want to share with you where networking is concerned is you need to be prepared to follow up, okay? And what does that mean in being prepared to follow up from a networking event? Well, a lot of women just take all of those cards, and they mean well, and they say, okay, I'm going to stack them up right here, and I'm going to set them on my desk. But for those of us who have been in business a while and out there in the networking world, you know that cards could stack up pretty quick, and in a matter of 90 days, if you're networking, you can have hundreds of business cards scattered on your desk. So you need to actually have a system, a follow-up system of how you're going to do everything. So number one, as you are receiving cards and you are talking to individuals, always be on the lookout for those individuals who you would classify as in the A category, meaning they're hot leads, people who have said they're interested in what you have or they know someone that would be interested in what you have. Always make sure that you pull those first apart and know how to follow up with those individuals within the first 24 to 48 hours of meeting them, okay? The next thing that you need to be doing and following up is you need to go ahead and database, right? Database all of those individuals right away. That means that you have to have a database in place. Now, if you don't have a contact database in place, a real easy way to do that is just to create an Excel spreadsheet that's a running database. And the columns that you want to have on your Excel spreadsheet would be first, which stands for first name, last, which stands for last name. And you really want to have those two separate. Then you want to have email. You want to have the company name, the phone number, their address if you received it. And then also you want to have a column, how did we meet? And you want to say specifically how you met and perhaps put the date by when you met, which is so very, very important. You know, when you call people and they say, well, how did you meet me or where did we meet at? You want to be able to easily, in a conversational manner, go right back into the time and day that you met them, and that will ease your mind and open up and break the ice in the conversation that you're having with them. Also, the second thing, in addition to being prepared with a follow-up system, the other thing that you want to do is that you want to create a script for yourself, because a lot of women feel kind of uncomfortable in calling people that they don't know, even though you may have met them briefly at a networking event. So create a script. Create a script that makes you feel comfortable, and you can fine-tune it as you begin to use it to call people. You just have it there in front of you so that it gives you that cushion of comfort that you need, almost like someone there holding your hand, which is so very important. Also, last but not least, number three, in the follow-up system in networking, I believe that you should follow up and share a resource or share something with that individual that is not relevant to your business but is relevant to the field of business, perhaps an article, perhaps another networking event that's going on, something that they would find extremely useful. When you are able to do these type of follow-up process, you're going to start seeing results, and you're going to start building better relationships. So that's all I have. Again, if you want to listen to all of the archives for this month that goes over being a savvy networking woman, along with some of our featured guests, shows that we've had this month, make sure you go to Successful Woman Radio and click on Archives, and from there you'll be able to find all of the August shows. I thank you so much for being a listener on the show today. Please continue to let other women know about Successful Woman Radio and all of the things that we are doing to try to inspire women to move their business forward and to move their dreams and goals forward. Tune in next Monday, September 1st, for more motivation and inspiration, and I want you to have a productive and productive week, okay? Very, very important. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby, saying success is yours for the taking. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.